This is Brother Otis here on the Forsaken Horizon podcast. You are not alone. And me and Brother Rod here again on a Wednesday night and just trying to get everything together. And so maybe Brother Matthew will come in a little bit and join us. But we're going to go ahead and get started. Thankful to have Brother Rodney here tonight. Okay. Brother Rodney, you want to say a few things to everybody? Hello, good night.
Hello, and nice to be here.
Glad to have you here, Brother Rodney. Yes. Let's go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this opportunity, God, to join in tonight, Lord God, to this Forsaken Horizon podcast, Lord, here at the Shepherd's House. God, we thank you for those, Lord God, who will be joining us tonight, Lord God, and those who will receive the video, Lord God. God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all the things that you blessed us with, God. But, Lord, most importantly, we thank you for Jesus Christ, Lord, and our, Lord, option, Lord God, to choose you today, Lord God, through the salvation that Jesus bore on the cross, Lord. God, I ask that you just continuously bless our nation, Lord God, bless our churches, Lord, our homes, our families, our loved ones, Lord God. And God, we just thank you for each and everything that you've blessed us with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Brother Rod, I'm so happy to be here once again. It seems like me and you are doing the podcast by ourselves here. But that's okay. That's okay. I called Brother Dreyer and he was busy in the garden planting. And, you know, we've just kind of had to do some things here because, you know, different ones work. Brother Nick, he works one on and one off. And, you know, Sister Katie, she's with us too. But, you know, she has things going on. And so I will give her credit. She's like, well, you know, something that y'all need to go ahead and do it, you know, and not wait on people who can't be here and just do it with the people who are here. So it's just me and Brother Rodney tonight. I got Brother Rodney on one camera and I'm on another camera. Yeah. So we got a split screen. So we're doing something different. Last time, you know, I started the recording and ran over there and sat down next to you. But so thankful for Brother Rodney here tonight. So you guys can kind of see our Forsaken Horizon sign there that Brother Rodney is sitting by. And, you know, Brother Rodney, I'm so thankful for each and every blessing. So thankful for the people that God has put in my life, you know. Even though I can feel like I'm lonely sometimes, Brother Rodney, I know I'm never lonely, you know.
Nah.
Not truly. I know that God has always been there for me in a time of need and in a time of hardship and trials and tribulations. Yes. And, you know, but he's also brought people in my life, Brother Rodney, who have been very good to me and prayed for me and stood by me, you know, even when I wasn't at my best, you know what I'm saying?
True. Yes.
You know, I know that, I've had, you know, some questions for myself about what I do, you know, sometimes as a husband and father, as a pastor, you know, as a friend, as a coworker or an employer, I don't know that I'm doing the right thing sometimes, Brother Rod. You know, I preached about Paul, and then when Paul says the things that I should do, I don't, but the things I shouldn't do, I do, you know, and I know that sometimes, you know, we get these moments in life where we feel like we're not doing the right thing. We feel like, you know, we don't have any help. But, you know, God sends people sometimes just to tell us. So, you know, I had walked out of my job today and there was a guy, he had pulled up in a truck and I didn't know what he was doing, you know, and I didn't know who he was, but I walked out the building and it was a guy, a father of one of the kids who had been in the program a long time ago, Rodney. This kid's a grown man now.
Yeah.
And his father's like, I just came by here just to see if y'all was here. And I said, yeah, I'm here, you know. And he was like, I just want to let you know the difference that you made in my son's life and how, you know, helpful you were to him. And he was like, you know, he was talking to his friend. His son was talking to one of his friends who was going through a tough time and a tough situation. And the friend had, you know, said that, you know, I just don't know, you know, man, if I could continue to make it. And then the son was talking about like the things he'd been through, you know, cause he got into some trouble and, you know, had a difficult time at school. And the friend, you know, he told his friends like, listen, you know, I got in trouble, but you know, I went to a place called DYC. That's the name, DeKalb Youth Service Center. And like the people that helped me, you know, the people that encouraged, and you know, he had mentioned, you know, Mr. Whitten, he was my former boss myself. And, Miss King, who worked there, and Coach Williams, and different ones, and said, you know, how we encouraged him. His father's like, I just want to let you know that you guys do good things here, that y'all are doing God's work. That's his work, God's work, you know, and that you are encouraging people. So, Brother Robin, that was very, very encouraging to know that sometimes when we feel like we're not walking according to God's will, in God's purpose. And sometimes when we feel like we're not making any difference, can I say that, Brother Rodney, making a difference to people, we are making a difference, you know,
yeah.
We just got to continue to move forward. But it's a hard thing when you feel like you're by yourself.
It's
a hard thing when you feel like people don't understand, you know, the path and the road that you're on. And so sometimes we get discouraged in this walk in life and so many things going on, you know. And I think about, you know, when you feel forsaken, meaning that you feel lonely, Brother Rodney. And I think about sometimes we can see that people run towards things they shouldn't run towards, you know what I'm saying? Because they feel lonely. So what are your thoughts about that, Brother Rodney? When people go towards things that they shouldn't go towards because they're lonely and they don't want to be alone. You got any thoughts or comments on that?
I don't know. They see a crowd do something or see somebody else do it and they go, hey, I want in. And that ain't the way you look at it.
No, that's really peer pressure, you know what I'm saying? And really trying to, and not so much peer pressure, because peer pressure is really kind of, I guess, defined as somebody asking you to do something. I think that's kind of want to be like other people. You know, I want to be popular like this person. And I think from a biblical standpoint, when Israel left God, it was because they wanted to be like the other nations who had, you know, what we call foreign gods or idols, you know what I'm saying? And so, and God a lot of time got jealous, you know, because they left him, because Israel wanted to be like those other nations,
like
not knowing
somebody.
Yeah, be like somebody else, not knowing that, man, I have the God of all creation. You know what I'm saying? So I can identify with that, Brother Rodney. You know, you see things and you're like, oh, you know, I want to be like that person or be like this or that or have this thing like that. But I think God has created us. Man, he don't make mistakes when he creates us. You know what I'm saying?
No,
He's perfect in all that he does. So I think that can get us in trouble when we try to be like somebody else or try to, you know, seek out somebody else's identity, you know. So that's something really, really to think about, Brother Rodney. I don't, you know, I do work with a lot of kids who want to run with the popular crowds and run with this type of crowd. And you're around a lot of people who want to be accepted by a certain crowd. So, you know, and they may change, you know, the way they look. They may change the way they think. They may change their values or their morals just to fit in. And so,
all that has changed since I was little. Oh, gosh.
What do you mean by that?
Everything has changed since I was little.
So you think
even the words people say is totally different than what they was back then. They blurt out these words, and I'm like, gosh, what do they even mean today?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I will definitely say, Brother Rodney, the world has ever changed. I mean, you know, since Genesis chapter 3 and the fall of man, we see the world's changing. You know, I ask the question, do we think the world's gotten better or gotten worse? Well, I mean, you know, we have technology. I mean, you know, I guess I wasn't back there then. They didn't have microphones and headsets and that type of stuff.
Now, how do you know?
I don't know, bro. I guess. I mean, they may have been more advanced technology as far as technology than we were, because, you know, everything was wiped out by the flood. So I don't know. They might have had the great technology, great tech. I mean, they had cell phones, a computer, video. I don't have any idea, Rodney. I mean,
Bible don't tell us
it
that.
It don't tell us about that stuff, does it?
No.
No, we just assumed that they were like cavemen and didn't have, you know, any technology or the type of advances that we make in today's society, you know. So
I don't think they was cavemen that just didn't know anything. I think they had some smarts to them, I believe.
Well, I would definitely agree, you know, because we understand Adam walked with God, and so he had a knowledge that I don't know that we would have, you know. I think we've lost some of that knowledge, Brother Rodney. I mean, even today, just talking about, you know, Brother Dryers in the garden and planting a garden, how many kids, you know, today know how to go out and plant a garden, you know what I'm saying, and be self-sufficient. And, you know, if the world was to come to the place where we didn't have McDonald's and Subways and Pizza Huts and, you know, everything is easy to get, you know, where would we be if you had to plant a garden, if you had to go fishing, if you had to hunt for your food and then dress it and make sure to cook it right, you know what I'm saying? So there's knowledge, I feel like, Brother Rodney, that we don't. Now, you know, and I think forsaken horizon, that we've forsaken, that we don't value, you know what I'm saying? And then we don't pass on because we don't have it, you know. So That's definitely something that I think about often. You know, when I sit down and think about, you know, the changes that are in the world. And I think also with the technologies, you know, so, you know, people talked more, like we're communicating, Brother Rodney. Now when you have social media, you know, we have texting, we have all Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Messenger and all these type of things. You know, people can communicate over video games and different things like that. And I think sometimes why people feel so lonely, man, is because we don't know how to communicate with each other. We don't know how to talk to each other. And we feel left out. You know, Hannah's getting ready to go to, you know, Oklahoma for basic training. And she'll be gone for 10 weeks. And then she's going to Texas. And so she'll be gone a total of 7 months. And she's like, well, Daddy, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to call, you know, maybe on Sundays when she gets some free time. But she's going to have to write letters. And so I don't, you know, that's something that's a lost art of just sitting down and writing somebody a letter and sending them a letter and knowing how to communicate through a letter. So, you know, me and you, Brother Rodney, we have a good time just talking. Yes. We can talk about a lot of different things, right? I don't know if this podcast will be safe because we may go off on a different subject. But, you know, people not knowing how to communicate.
And No more.
I think that makes people lonely when we don't communicate and talk to others and we don't have, you know, the type of fellowship that normally, you know, happens. And I say this, Brother Rodney, when people feel lonely and feel like nobody care, the mind can play tricks on you. And I think that gives the adversary a door to come against the mind and to really impact people and to say, you know, well, this person don't love you, that person don't love you. And then, you know, well, God, does God really love you? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of people may be looking at me like, you're crazy, man. You know, I've never had that. Well, that's good. That's great. You know, there's seasons in my life where I've questioned, well, does anybody really care about me? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, does these people really care about me? Does God really care about me? Lord, am I out here by myself? Or am I here alone? You know, so it's good to have those people who you can communicate with an encouraging word. And you know, I think about, you know, when people get into such a state of loneliness or a state of questioning whether they matter, you know, then you have social media and you go online and people go in these chat rooms and you get, you know, you get advice from other people who you don't know, you know what I'm saying? And all those people are trustworthy and they tell you to do things or tell you to think a different way than what the Bible and what God says about you. You know, that can be dangerous, Rodney. That can be very dangerous. You know, you have people who feel lonely and, you know, they may meet a person, you know, in California and that person may not be a real person. They may be a real person, but they may not be who they say they are. And they've convinced those people to come out and say, hey, listen, you know, come out and, you know, be in a relationship with me. That type of stuff, you know, and so we definitely have changing dynamics in this world. So, anyway, I don't want to dominate the conversation, Brother Rodney.
That sure enough is what's the matter with these old people. People has totally forgotten them.
Mm-hmm.
These old people don't know how social media. They don't know how to text and don't know all these things.
Yeah,
and they are totally left out.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely say, you know, you see the older generation trying to be more tech savvy and trying to navigate the changes in our society. You know, the sad reality is that they're learning those things from a younger generation.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they're learning how to be more tech savvy, work cell phones. You know, you may be watching where you know, a grandparent or a great grandparents, you know, tells a younger, you know, grandchild or great grandchild, hey, how do you do this? Or how do you work that? You know, and so they're getting this knowledge from these younger people, which is not bad. It's not a bad thing, Brother Rodney. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like those younger people should be getting that knowledge from them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Good knowledge, you know, and wisdom and things that's gonna keep them, you know, in the times to come, you know, and I don't know that the younger generation values that wisdom and knowledge that the elders have. You know, the Bible tells the young women to learn from who?
Yes,
the older women, you know, and the young men should learn from the older men, you know, is a good thing to have mentors in your life. You know, me and someone was talking about role models and people who you learn from and people who you can pattern your life after, you know. But the sad reality is that, you know, a lot of kids don't have role models, Brother Rodney. They feel like they're out here by themselves. A lot of kids, I won't say just kids, a lot of people don't have people they can feel like they can role model themselves out there. And I can't speak for you, Brother Rodney. I can only speak for myself.
Well, it ain't that they don't have it. It's that they don't want it. They'd rather be texting and all that stuff than to have it. They just don't want it.
That's true, Brother Rodney. Yeah. I will definitely say that's a lot of it, too. I do think that there are kids, and I have said that in some point in your life that somebody should come along or may come along and be a role model. But I guess I'm talking more like, you know, in situations where people feel like they're alone and they're by themselves and they don't have that person they can trust. Yeah. I guess trust is a word to model themselves after, you know, or they may not have the home situation where they see, you know, how a mother is supposed to be, a father is supposed to be, or how to be, you know, a person of character and integrity. They may grow up in a home where those things are not there. You get where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
like they've never experienced that. And so when someone comes along to try to model that
then
for them,
they don't know how to handle it.
They don't know how to handle it. Yes, and they don't trust it, and they don't receive it. You know, so, you know, those are some things that I feel that's very prominent, you know, in our society that's going on right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just that's just what I think, you know, not that I'm, you know, I have this insight of wisdom. I can only, like I say, use my own life and my own things that I've seen, you know, my own observations. How about that?
Yes.
You know, and I don't try to throw people under the bus. I don't try to do that. Uh-huh. But I can just say, you know, just as, you know, trying to be a husband, trying to look at the husbands who've modeled, you know, being a husband in my life, being a father in my life, you know, being a man of integrity, those people who I didn't need to model after, Brother Rodney, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, but there was people I could say, oh, yeah, I would like to be like that person. You know what I'm saying? The things that they did. So, you know, but then, you know, some of the close relationships that I had, you know, that I felt like I should have had more trust in them, that was broken. You know, so, you know, if that's broken amongst the close people, then people who you don't know, how can you trust them to tell
them?
That's
true.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I guess that's kind of how I looked at that from that perspective. So, not that, like you said, I didn't have those people. It was just trusting those people and not knowing those people, because if the people who are supposed to be close to me, you know, are not there and modeling those things, then what about, you know, it's hard to say that I'm going to trust somebody who I'm not close to, you know, that I'm looking at from a distance. I mean, what do you think about that, Brother Rodney?
That's true.
Yeah.
My mother always made me go to church. She didn't make the rest of them, but she always made
Well, maybe she felt like you needed to be in church more so than the other ones.
She always made me and the rest. I was like, why don't you make them? So,
did you ask her that?
No, but I was like, why are you making me go and you don't make anybody else go?
That was just a thought that you had.
That was my thought. But
have you come to any conclusions about that thought?
No, at least no. But I guess it worked out okay in the end.
So. How you feel like it worked out?
I don't guess I'd be where I'm at today, so.
You were definitely faithful, Brother Rodney. I thank God for your mom making you come to church, you know, because you're faithful. I can depend on you to show up and be like, what are we doing? What we got going on? You know, you would definitely enjoy being in the house of God, and that's just a testimony, and that's a testament to you, because I definitely appreciate Brother Rod. I know we call Brother Rod, but I like to call you Brother Rod. You know, and I think, you know, maybe – you know, the Spirit of God, I'm going to just say this, was like leading her to say, Rodney needs to go to church, you know. Now, didn't you tell me, Brother Rod, you used to get in trouble at school? Is that what you told me? You weren't no bad kid, were you?
No, I could not see the board.
Oh, okay. And the teacher used to, like, spank you for that?
Yes.
How'd that make you feel?
Well, I wasn't going to go home and tell that I got a paddling because I didn't want another. So how would it make you feel?
Well, I guess, you know, afraid a little bit that if my parents found out that I got in trouble at school, then I would get in trouble when I go home. But then, like, frustrated also that I'm getting in trouble because I couldn't see the board.
But yeah. I can't. I know everybody looks at me and goes, oh, but they don't know.
They don't know. Yeah. 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 It's difficult to walk in somebody else's shoes and understand. But I think that's the purpose of just, you know, what we say, you know, you feel like you're alone and you feel like you're going through things. And I can't say that I know how you felt in that moment, Brother Rodney. I guess I can imagine it or say, okay, I can see how you may have felt, but I can't truly tell. Only you know how you felt in that moment, and only you can explain that. Just like the things I've been in my life, I can tell you about them and share, and it makes me feel good and makes us feel good. I don't know, it makes me feel good to share about the things I've been through in the hard times. But, so the teacher was mean to
I bet most of them here at church don't believe my eyesight.
Do you just want to tell people about your eyesight, Brother Rodney?
I don't think anybody here knows it. They don't know it without I tell them. But I can't see who somebody is across the room.
Well, you told me, like, when you're back in the sound room and I'm up, you know, ministering or testifying.
Oh,
or
I can see your body move around and all, but I cannot see your face. No, I can't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just think it's a blessing and even... You know, it's amazing that you're able to work the sound room and pull up the programs and then, you know, pull up, you know, the videos. So, because you're our media man.
Yes.
And so, like, you don't use that as an excuse, Brother Rodney.
No,
actually,
I don't let my eyesight. It's no excuse. No.
Yeah, so I appreciate that about you. I mean, that's just, once again, that's a testament to your resilience and your determination.
I could have used it all my life, but it just, I guess... People pushed harder, so that's what done it.
Well, I appreciate that about you, Brother Rodney. Yeah. So I thank God for you and your determination. I know that the Lord has you know,
that's
blessed
the key
you with
part of it. Be determined.
Yeah.
Be determined. Not let something slow you down. Don't just go, oh, I can't see, and sit down in this chair and go, what's... That's it.
Yeah.
Try the best you can.
Well, and that's what we should do in all situations.
In everything you do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what the Lord is really impressing upon my heart, you know. Anything I do unto Him with all of my power and might. And I do feel like sometimes I don't line up to that standard. But God don't just forsake us and give up on us. You know what I'm saying? He knows our hearts, and He knows our heart's desire. And, you know, there's people who we feel like, you know, those people are bad, they this and that. But God is patient with them, just like He's patient with who?
Us.
Us.
I've read the whole Bible all the way through, and the best thing in it was seeing that these people, not that they really failed, but that they found forgiveness and made it right.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't at all failing. It was getting it back right.
I think our what we call failures, the trials and the tribulations, the temptations that we go through, God uses that to help us to grow so that we can be more sympathetic or empathetic, meaning that we can have more compassion from other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I feel like I'm perfect right now and I don't need that, then I may not want to help anybody else, or I may not have any grace or mercy for nobody else. And so I think the things that we go through and the things that we fall short and we feel like we fell at, you know, those are things God used and show His grace and mercy towards us, and we can give and show other people grace and mercy. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
And so people actually, you know, we think about Forsaken Horizon. When I know there's somebody who's going through and God is helping them, it encourages me that God can do what? Help me. And if I can testify and say, man, I've been through the dumps. I've had problems. I've had issues. I've had failures in my life. But God has never given up on me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That can encourage somebody else to go for it. So I think, not that Brother Otis is some scholar or some wise man like Solomon, I just know the goodness of God.
Yeah.
I just know God's grace and mercy. I just know that, man, he's never left me or forsaken me, Brother Rodney.
No.
Even in my darkest moments, in my darkest times, Rodney, he's always been there and always been there to encourage me. Now, I'm not going to say he hadn't, you know, chastised me, you know, when I needed chastisement.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say he hadn't given me the spankings that I need, because he has. I mean, and I needed them, Brother Rodney. That's just part of being a good father, correction there. Now, I don't like it, but, I mean, at the end of the day, when I look back at it, I'm like, I needed that in the time of season that I had it. You know what I'm saying? So I really, you know, like, he's been so good to me, Brother Rodney. Better to me than I've been to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the moments that I feel like he hadn't been there or nobody's been there, I'm just kind of looking back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made it without him, Brother Ryan.
That's right.
I wouldn't have made the journey without him. Because the truth of it, and I'm looking at the sign behind it, I was not alone, Brother Rodney.
That's right.
I was not forsaken. I'm sorry.
When we was little kids, if we got in trouble, we was, I'm in trouble. But today, we got an understanding about it. Today, we look back and we go, hey, that spanking done us a lot of good.
Yes, it did.
That spanking was love for us, because if they hadn't have given us a spanking, we would have sure enough been in a mess. And it's the same way with God. If he don't give you a spanking every once in a while, well, then you're in trouble.
Well, the Bible says, who the Lord loveth, he does what? He chastises them. You know, so, you know, I definitely have had my share of chastisement, so he must love me a whole lot. But I thank him for the chastisement, because it just shows me that, you know, to chastise a child mean that you're present in that child's life. I'm not talking about abuse or neglect. You know what I'm not talking
That's
about right. that. I'm talking about correction and discipline. That means that you are in tune to what that child has going on, and you understand what that child is capable of, what they're not capable of. And there's been things that I've done, Brother Rodney, that he had chastised me up for, and I felt like I needed chastisement, you know.
Yeah.
But he understood the season and the time that I was living in, because he's been there. You know, he's always from the beginning to the end. He tells Jeremiah, he said, I knew you before you what? Formed in your mother's womb. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew you before your mom knew you. I knew you before your dad knew you. I knew you before anybody knew you. I knew you before you knew yourself. And so he's there from the very moment.
Yes.
And so that's so amazing. And you know, I think about that and I get a peace to know that, God, whatever I'm going through, and I have to remind myself of this, you knew it before I was even formed. And you've given me everything to make it through. I may not feel comfortable at times. I may not feel good at times. I may be discouraged at times.
Yeah.
I may be frustrated at times.
Yes.
I may be angry at times. I may be sad at times. I may be wanting to throw my hands up and just like, I'm done at times. But he's never been any of those things, Brother Rodney.
No.
And it's almost like, I understand. He says, I understand, understand, understand. And he does through his son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because he's sending Jesus here to bear witness of everything that we go through, you know. And so I'm so thankful, Brother Rodney, that he did that, that he had so much love for us, that he will allow his son, his only begotten son, to leave his presence. You know, because Jesus says that, my God, why have you what?
Forsaken
me. Now, Jesus don't lie, does he? He don't lie. And so he was forsaken, Brother Rodney.
Yes.
But why was he forsaken?
Because he took every bad thing that we ever, not just me and you, everybody,
the
whole world had done wrong. The main beginning of Adam and Eve, the box they opened, he took care of it.
He took it all, didn't he?
Yes.
For us. And took it upon himself, and God allowed him to be crucified on the cross because he loved us.
Yeah.
And man, that's so encouraging, Brother Rodney. I hope this video sounds good. I didn't stop it to play. I just kind of went with it. You know, last time we stopped and played and tried to listen to it. We're going to pray, Brother Rodney, when we play it back that it sounds good. Because we've got 30 minutes here, Brother Rodney, that me and you just talking about God and how good he is, man. I enjoyed this. What do you think about it, brother?
I enjoyed it too. So maybe somebody else will.
Well, we was hoping Brother Matthew would show up and maybe I wanted Brother Dreyer to be here, but we'll forge ahead.
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. You're right about that. But like I said, I'm on this side. I actually stayed on this side because I was able to pull the camera up, and then I got Brother Rodney on camera. It's pretty amazing. I got a split screen here, Brother Rodney. I'm looking at you. I'm talking. Of course, I look at you right here, but then I can look at you and talk to you. And so it's pretty amazing, man, actually. So I'm excited about it. I hope the video is good.
Yes.
I hope the sound is good, that we did not mess it up, because I'm not muting the mics while we're each talking. So maybe it'll be good, Brother Rodney.
And maybe.
So, I thank God for you, Brother Rodney. I appreciate you tarrying with Brother Otis. You know, you're like, I don't know what we're doing. I'm like, we messing with something, trying to figure something out. You know, trying
just
to get this thing.
Just do what God leads you
to do. That's right. Trying to get this thing.
That's about all we can do.
Trying to get this right and really going. So, once again, Brother Rodney, I appreciate you. I appreciate those who will be able to watch this. And hopefully someone will be blessed by some of the things we said tonight. We're going to end in a word of prayer, if that's okay. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, just to share and break bread tonight, Lord God. God, for we know we're not a forsaken. We know that we're not alone, God. Lord, I pray for those, Lord God, who may feel forsaken tonight, Father.
Yes.
Let them know, God, that you knew them before they were formed in their mother's womb, Lord. I don't know all the situations, circumstances of their lives, Father, but I know, God, that you're good, God, and you're graceful and you're merciful, Lord. And, Lord, you can turn any situation around, Lord. You can intervene in any situation, Father. God, I ask that you do it right now, Jesus.
Yes.
Meet the need, Father, of that individual, Lord God, who need that situation turned around in their life, Father. God, we ask, Lord, that you continuously lead, guide, and direct us, Lord God, so we can be a blessing to others, Father. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for his sacrifice, God, that he, Lord, paid the price, Lord, so we may have opportunity, God, to return back to fellowship with you. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you just continue to lead, guide us, and direct us in all things. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Rodney, I appreciate you, sir. I thank you for all that you've done. We're going to get ready to close out here. And we thank God for it. Amen.
Amen.